Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In honor of Matthew Stafford, we got 32 players who need 32 changes of scenery. Sully, I want to get through as many of these as possible. Begin.
Let's do all 32, as little or as much time as you want in each one. All right, start with the AFC East. Defensive tackle for the Bills, Jordan Phillips. Nothing against him, but it's time for a change of scenery. $11 million cap hit.
Yeah, too much money for a D-tackle that's not great, and Ed Oliver is. Next.
Dolphins have waited three seasons for this 2017 first-round pick, linebacker Charles Harris, to bring pressure, but it's time for a change of scenery for him.
Didn't even know he still played with the team. Next.
Patriots.
He was the West Virginia kid, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Didn't know he was still in the league.
All right, Patriots. Wide receiver, Philip Dorsett. He's had three solid seasons, but it's time to go.
He's never been good. He's always been meh or just good enough that you keep him. Get him out. They need real skill position players. And by the way, what's the story? They're not interested in Greg Olsen.
Yeah, right.
That's the ultimate Patriot move. Yep. Next.
New York Jets, corner. One of the most expensive free agent signings in team history, Tremaine Johnson.
Yeah, bad signing, overpaid. They paid a good player, great money. Bad signing, no question. Get him out.
On to the Ravens, their prized free agent acquisition in 2017.
Watch Tremaine come here when the Lions trade Slay, and that's their answer. Watch. Sorry.
They gave this guy a $19 million guaranteed four-year deal. Safety Tony Jefferson, time for him to go from Baltimore. He was cut today. Oh, perfect timing.
Well, guess what?
2 days ago.
Tony Jefferson's getting a change of scenery.
Yes.
Sully just got updated. Thanks.
All right, Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton, obviously, right?
All right, so let me ask you this question. Is Andy Dalton a starter in this league any longer?
No.
Even if only as a placeholder for a rookie. So let's say you are Carolina. David's just shaking his head. All right, Andy Dalton now is pure backup material? Okay.
Yep.
Had to ask.
Browns, what about tight end David Njoku?
All right, I have a bit of controversial opinion here on this. I would move on from him. I think he's all show and no go. And he's a guy that, from a measurable standpoint, is supposed to be amazing. I don't see it with him. I'd move on from him. Waste of a first-round pick.
David Steelers, corner, Artie Burns.
There has never been a more hated man in David's life than Artie Burns.
Yep.
Ever. I've never heard you speak that way about another man before. Artie Burns is the antichrist to you.
Caught him today, and I'm having another baby.
There it is. Better tell your wife. All right.
Speaking of hated players, onto the Colts, tight end Eric Ebron. Time to move on.
I disagree with that. He's flourished there. He was banged up this year. And they thrive on two tight end sets. Jack Doyle's there. I disagree with that. Eric's had a nice run there.
This next one is painful for me to mention, but Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Nick Foles.
Yeah, Mike, I tried to warn you. You let your heart get in the way. Nick Foles is no good, buddy.
It wasn't for his injury, though, you know?
He got hot. All right, where's he playing? Is Nick Foles a starter in this league? Where's he starting?
No, not
okay.
He probably
goodbye.
Isn't going to be starting, no.
Goodbye.
If I had to guess.
And goodbye. He got beat out by a guy who wears jean shorts.
I know. He played well. Minshew did. Marcus Mariota for the Titans. You've been hot on him going to the Bears, I believe, right?
Needs a change of scenery, and then ultimately the change of scenery will be he won't be playing football anymore because he's no good. But he is on-brand Bears quarterback.
Broncos, they list four-time Pro Bowler Chris Harris Jr., corner.
Getting a little long in the tooth. I could see that being a Detroit Lion.
Yep.
Watch him get rid of Slay, give Chris Harris a big one-year deal.
Harris opposite Okuda.
Oh, God almighty. Yeah, I could see that.
All right, Kansas City Chiefs, LeSean McCoy.
Totally. They don't need him.
Yep.
They don't need him. He costs too much money. Get rid of him.
Another team rumored to be in on quarterbacks in the draft. It's time for Derek Carr, the Raiders, to move on.
I disagree. I thought Carr had a nice year. I think you keep building around him. He's good enough. They need the defense to be better. But I actually didn't hate Derek Carr's performance this year. Did you?
No, he was better this year than the previous.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like another year in the system with some added weapons, he could actually be pretty damn strong.
Yep. NFC East, the Cowboys, wide receiver that's just not been as productive as people thought, Tavon Austin.
Mike, I mean, that's the guy's a nothing. I mean, I'm not even commenting on that. It's ridiculous.
Josh Norman for the Redskins.
He got cut. See you later. He hasn't been good in a few years anyways.
The Lions, Graham Glasgow.
Yeah. You know, I think it's interesting, too, is that the three prime free agents people talk about, Glasgow, A'shaun Robinson, and I think you do have to mention Sam Martin, who's a Pro Bowl caliber punter. I think all three are gone.
Yeah, right?
I do. I have not seen or heard a single thing saying the Lions are going to really invest in Graham Glasgow, which is, look, somebody will. He can play center. He can play guard. You're talking about having to rebuild the interior of the O-line and D-line in the same offseason. Very difficult to do.
Staying in the NFC North with the Vikings, cornerback Xavier Rhodes.
Said it yesterday. Cut him. Get rid of him. He's not the same player he was, and it ain't coming back.
All right, Panthers, guy by the name of Cam Newton.
100%. I just don't know where he goes. See, that would, you know what? That would be an interesting one for the Bears. They're in a win-now mode, but if Cam can't move, if he can't run after that foot injury, he ain't going to do him no good. But Cam Newton, you're right. There has to be a change of scenery, but I don't know what the fit is. Nobody wants a statue, and I don't know if he can run.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a guy that they received and took phone calls on before the trade deadline, O.J. Howard, tight end.
I still believe O.J. Howard could be a very good player. The issue there, and it's been this way whenever he's played, he does not have a relationship with Jameis Winston. Jameis has always favored Cameron Brate. When Fitzmagic played, Howard lit up. Howard needs to get out of there. That's a Jameis issue, not an O.J. Howard issue.
Pair of running backs in the NFC West that need a change of scenery. David Johnson for the Cardinals, Todd Gurley for the Rams.
No, Todd Gurley don't need a change of scenery. He needs a new kneecap. That's his issue. David Johnson does. It's clear Kingsbury doesn't like him.
And the last one for you with the Niners, wide receiver Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah, track star, rendered useless. They have Sanders, they have Debo, they have Kittle. See you later. What about the Giants? Cut the music. Come on, give me a few more.
Alec Ogletree it was.
He
tried to skip over.
He blows.
I know. I tried to skip over a few.
Jesus. What about the Eagles?
Eagles was Sidney Jones.
Has just never developed. Second right. round pick, a lot of ability, and just, I don't know, just never hacked it. You know, Slay would be a nice Eagle.
There you go.
Just throwing that out there. Okay, now you can do the music.
Yes, now we got the applause.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.